Trump family cleared at least $2.3 billion from its crypto ventures, Reuters says. Reuters reported on June 9, 2026, that the family of U.S. President Donald Trump generated at least $2.3 billion in profit from its main crypto ventures. The figure, published by the news agency on its verified account, is the latest attempt to put a hard number on a business empire that has expanded across tokens, a dollar stablecoin, and mining interests since Trump returned to office. At the time of writing, the numbers are Reuters' estimate, not an audited disclosure. The agency framed it as a minimum, at least, which suggests the true total could run higher once less visible holdings are accounted for. SpendNode is treating the $2.3 billion as the single source data point here and is not reconstructing a venture-by-venture breakdown that the underlying report does not make public. The ventures behind the number, the Trump family's crypto footprint, has several distinct pieces. World Liberty Financial, the family-linked decentralized finance project, issues the WLFI governance token and the USD $1 stablecoin. Separately, the Trump meme coin launched in early 2025 and generated trading fees for entities tied to the brand. There are also mining and treasury-style ventures that have raised outside capital. Reuters has reported across 2025 and 2026 on each of these strands. The new $2.3 billion figure appears to roll them into a single profit tally rather than describe a fresh deal. That distinction matters for readers. This is an accounting story about money already earned, not an announcement of a new product or a new token sale. Timing against an extreme fear market. The report arrives at a bleak point for crypto sentiment. As of June 9, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $62,617, down 1.0% on the day and 9.8% over the past week, per CoinMarketCap. Ether sits at roughly $1,669 and Solana near $66, both nursing double-digit weekly losses. The Fear and Greed Index reads 15, deep in extreme fear territory. That backdrop sharpens the contrast at the center of the story. A profit tally, measured in billions for insiders, lands in the same week that retail holders are sitting on steep drawdowns. The original Reuters post drew quick engagement, with dozens of reposts inside the first hour, because the gap between the two outcomes is easy to grasp. Stablecoins sit at the policy crossroads. For anyone who funds a spending account or a crypto card with dollar tokens, the most relevant thread here is USD1. A stablecoin issued by a venture tied to a sitting president pulls regulators and ethics watchdogs into the same conversation as the broader rules for dollar-backed tokens. Those rules are still being written, and the policy debate in the United States has repeatedly circled back to conflict of interest questions whenever insider-linked tokens come up. The practical read for a stablecoin user is narrow. The Reuters figure does not change how USD1 redeems or how any card processes a stablecoin top-up today. It does raise the political temperature around the asset class, and political temperature is one of the inputs that shapes how fast clear federal stablecoin rules actually arrive. The limits of the figure 2 cautions are worth stating plainly. First, at least $2.3 billion is an estimate built from disclosures, filings, and reporting, not a number the family has confirmed line by line. Second, profit on paper is not the same as cash realized, and the report does not resolve how much of the total reflects token holdings still exposed to a falling market versus fees and sales already banked. Readers chasing the specifics should go to the primary Reuters report rather than secondhand summaries, including this one. The headline number is sourced. The granular split behind it is not something to infer.